The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us.
Amen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh my God. I love Christmas. I love Christmas. You may have heard me say this before once. I love Christmas. I love it, I love it, I love it. Over all of the other church holidays, I love it. Even over all of the secular holidays, I love it. You could lump them all together, in fact, and I love Christmas more than all of them put together. I love it. And I especially love Christmas Eve. It is the best. This is it. This is the best moment in the church year, I think. I especially love the anticipation that we've been waiting for weeks and weeks and weeks. Is it going to come? Did you do this in your house as a kid? In my house, we were allowed to open one present on Christmas Eve. And boy, it was like we were salivating. It was like we were Pavlov's dogs. That just set us. It was the appetizer for the main course in the morning. It was so exciting. It was like the best moment of the year because it wasn't all the presents, but it was one of them. And that got us rolling down the hill. We were so psyched. I love Christmas Eve, especially because it's church at night. And the truth is that we don't do enough church at night. Sure, it's great every Sunday morning to be in a beautiful church lit up by the sunlight and to be warm and to be sunny and to be excited and joyful. But there's something wonderful, too, about church at night. There's something wonderful about how how warm it is and how dark it can be sometimes, how that darkness embraces you and brings you in. It's sort of like sitting by a hearth. There's some quiet to it in church at night. There's some reflective time that becomes sacred in a way, I think. I miss that when we only do it once or twice a year. But the truth is, I love Christmas Eve for this most important reason. When I was growing up, we went to the late service every year. And I was really active in the youth group. I became friends with all these people who I'm still friends with now. And every Christmas Eve, someone who had graduated from high school and gone off to college would come back, and we would run into each other at the peace. Or sometime in the service when they walked in, and it would be like long-lost friends meeting again. And this happened every year as I was in youth group. It happened when I went off to college and came back. And even now, when I go back there at Christmas, well, I'm never there at Christmas Eve anymore, but but even there, when I have gone back in the past, it's amazing who I bump into. And don't get me wrong, these are people still who I still call. These are people I text with and email and Facebook and all that stuff, right? We're still very, there are no surprises. It's not like they became a different person in the ensuing time. But year after year, we would reconnect. We would come back home for Christmas, and we would meet face to face. And there was some great joy that was different than keeping up by notes and postcards. There was some great joy in meeting face to face in person. At that 10 o'clock service at St. John's in Oakland, we would greet each other. We would be happy to see each other. Afterwards, we would sit and talk, usually right in the narthex. Sometimes it was as late as 12:30 or 1, and the priest would kind of go, "Come on, I've got another service. Get out of here. Don't you have somewhere to go?" It was wonderful. Haven't you felt that joy of reunion in your life once or twice? That homecoming feeling? I mean, maybe it's just with family at the holidays when you see that cousin you haven't seen in a while, or when you see your parents, when you see your kids arrive. And I know that families and holidays are tricky for some of us. So I wonder, maybe it was a college reunion when you saw your college roommate, or a high school reunion when you met an old friend you hadn't seen in a long, long time. A squad mate or an old coworker you ran into on the street. There was this wonderful, joyful meeting that you had, didn't you? Somewhen you ran into someone and it was a surprise. And even if you knew everything about them, and with Facebook these days it's easy to know everything about everyone. Even if you knew everything about them but hadn't seen them in a while, there was this joy of recognition. There was this joy of, that's right, I remember, it's not just that I like knowing about you, it's that I like being with you. That reunion is universal somehow. It has happened to me 100 times, but I know that it has happened to you. And that is the very thing that we celebrate at Christmas. That is the very joy of Christmas. This wonderful God who has created this incredible creation around us, who continues to make new things for us to revel in. This wonderful God, we sometimes lose touch with. If you look back through the Bible, if you look back through history, if you read the front page today, you notice that we lose our way again and again. We're surrounded by something amazing, and we forget that God is with us. We forget this as humans. It's in our nature. Even at our best, we keep up communication with God the same way. We write a postcard and say hello once in a while. We send a quick status update, and God knows what we're up to. It's not like he loses us. But this God loves us so much. This God loves us that God seeks us out. God misses us and wants to connect, so God comes down. And that face-to-face meeting, even that first one, that reunion, that homecoming, is joyful. The shepherds freak out. The angels can't do anything but sing. It's glorious. It's blessed. That homecoming is the incarnation, that God became human to become intimate with us. truly intimate, face to face. And so the message tonight is easy. If you miss God, if you miss God just even a little bit, if there's a minute of your time where you think, I wish I was a little closer, all you have to remember is that that intimacy, that closeness that is closer than the closest loved one you have is still available to you today. That the birth of Jesus in the world is not just about this one time and this one place where God came into the world, but it's this reminder that God continually breaks into the world, surprising us, running after us, seeking us out, and always wanting not just a quick note or a talk on the phone for 2 minutes, but a face-to-face meeting of friends, of loved ones who haven't seen each other for a long, long time. That yearning God seeks to make whole. Know that that intimacy is available to you here and now, in that God become infant who has come to earth to know us, to love us, and that that intimacy that is near us all the time is what makes this a very Merry Christmas indeed. So Merry Christmas to you all. Amen.